Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
On June 17th, a South Carolina judge threw out a murder indictment. Judge Roger Young ruled the state had withheld evidence that helped the defendant and that it sat on that evidence for nearly a decade. The lead investigator on that case was a SLED agent named David Owen. Owen also led the investigation into the murders of Maggie and Paul Murdaugh, but that case I was talking about there, not theirs. On August 5th of 2026, Alec Murdaugh's lawyers filed a motion in his murder case. They want prosecutors ordered to search every file, every agency, and every personal record, then turn over anything favorable to the defense. They also want the state to confirm in writing that nothing else exists. They're asking for all of it within 30 days. A Brady motion is what it is. A Brady motion sounds like courthouse paperwork. This one is aimed at everything that's changed for the state since 2023. Fishing expedition, right? They're out there just to see what they can get. Maybe somewhat. But they're fishing in a pond that knows, they know they have some fish in. What I just talked about there at the front of this, Judge Roger Young ruling that the state had withheld evidence that helped a different defendant. And the lead investigator on that case where that information was withheld was SLED agent David Owen. Same one from the Murdaugh case. There's some fish. Doesn't mean they're biting, though. Doesn't mean anything improper went wrong either in the Murdaugh case, but there's been fish on other expeditions. The Brady violation, the Brady motion, if you will, I should say. The name comes to us from Brady v. Maryland, a 1963 U.S. Supreme Court case. The rule it created, when the state investigates a crime, some of what it finds can help the defendant. The law says the defense gets that evidence. If there's things that can help, it's evidence. Evidence doesn't have a side. Evidence is evidence, and it lands where it lands. And it can't be held back just because it doesn't go down the narrative you want it to go down or think it should go down. Wanting and thinking are not fact. Break the rule, and the remedy runs from a reversal of a conviction to a tossed indictment. It's basically saying, put all your cards on the table so we can play fairly. The duty doesn't cover every scrap of paper. It covers evidence material to guilt or punishment, which means information that could actually change the outcome. The second case, Gilgo v. United States, or Giglio, I should say, versus United States, extends the rule to the state's own witnesses. That one came out of a prosecution that hit a deal with its star witness, plea deals, promises of immunity, misconduct files, anything the defense could use to challenge a witness's credibility also has to be turned over. The duty also reaches the whole team. Courts read Brady to cover favorable evidence in the hands of police and crime labs, even when prosecutors never saw it. That's part of why this motion demands searches of agencies and personnel, not just the prosecution's case file. South Carolina adds one more layer. Rule 5 of the state's criminal procedure makes disclosure a continuing duty that doesn't end when a trial ends or the first batch is delivered. And Murdaugh's lawyers argue the obligation ratchets with full force upon retrial. Alec Murdaugh was convicted in March of 23 of murdering his wife and son. The South Carolina Supreme Court overturned those convictions in 2026 over former clerk Becky Hill's prejudicial comments to jurors. The retrial is now set for April of 27 before a new judge, Judge Deborah McCaslin. Murdaugh remains in prison for dozens of financial crimes that he has pled guilty to. The new motion was filed by his defense team, Dick Harpootalian, Jim Griffin, Philip Barber, Maggie Fox, and Andrew Hand. It renews a discovery request the defense first filed in July of 2022 and adds 10 categories of material the state would have to search for and produce. In plain English, the state would have to produce any new or changed deals with its witnesses. It would have to turn over new witness statements and any statements that contradict old ones. It would also have to hand over updated personnel files, disciplinary records, and internal affairs materials on the investigators and forensic analysts who built the case, of which there's some updated files. The demands cover new DNA testing information, search warrants obtained since the first trial, and anything from the appeal that bears on the integrity of the verdict or the conduct of trial participants. The last category in this case includes a clerk whose conduct already erased one verdict. The forensic demands go granular, down to proficiency testing on the analysts and the software used during the investigation. The motion reaches past the murder case too. It demands favorable material from Sledge investigation of the September 2021 roadside shooting involving Curtis Eddie Smith and from Sledge's file on Murdaugh's alleged drug activity. The defense's argument comes down to time. Their filing says the people and agencies involved have continued to generate, receive, and become aware of information since the original discovery closed before the 2023 trial. Behind the legal language, the claim is concrete. In the 3 years since investigators retired this. One got fired. Some have actually retired, and another murder case has completely fallen apart. David Owen was Sled's lead investigator on the Murdaugh murders. At the 2023 trial, defense attorney Jim Griffin pressed him on why Sled waited 3 months before searching Elmida, a family property where investigators theorized the murder weapons went. Sled had permission to enter the whole time. Griffin asked whether that was an opportunity missed, and Owens answered, probably yes. Owen was also the lead investigator on the Michael Colucci case. Colucci was charged in 2016 with murdering his wife, Sarah, who was found dead outside one of the couple's jewelry stores in Somerville in May of 2015. The defense argued Sarah took her own life and his first trial ended in 2018 with a deadlocked jury. Then in June of 25, days before jury selection for Colucci's retrial, prosecutors turned over evidence the state had held for nearly 10 years. Sarah's mother testified. She told Owen in a 2015 interview that Sarah had talked about ending her own life in the same place and in the same way she died. Owen denied being told that. Judge Young quashed the indictment, ruling the state failed to properly disclose the evidence. Reporting on the ruling tied the withheld material to Owen's investigation. At the hearing that ended the case, a defense attorney asked Owen whether he highlights every text message in his reports. His answer, you put stuff in the report that's important to you. Owen retired in June of 24 after 28 years before the ruling came down. Stuff that's important to you. Oh, you mean like the person that died talking about how they were going to die before they died in the exact way that they died? That wasn't important to you? Well, what kind of investigator are you if that wasn't important to you? The quash was without prejudice, which means the state can charge Colucci again if it convenes a new grand jury. The judge told prosecutors to bring that grand jury a fuller case next time. The investigator who got fired is Ryan Kelly. Kelly was the SLED senior special agent who led the roadside shooting investigation, the September 2021 incident that connected Eddie Smith to Alec Murdaugh. At the murder trial, he testified about the evidence tying Smith to that shooting. He also told jurors investigators found none whatsoever, no evidence connecting Smith to the murders. Kelly left SLED in 2025 and became chief inspector of internal affairs at the Charleston County Sheriff's Office. On June 8th of 26, that office fired him after an administrative investigation into allegations of harassment, conduct unbecoming, improper procedures, and unsatisfactory performance. Now, could have absolutely no relation whatsoever to anything of how he handled the Alec Murdaugh trial. Yeah, totally true. Or it can show a pattern of behavior. I don't know. Public records don't describe what Kelly is accused of doing. Nothing ties the firing to his years at SLED, and there's no indication any of it touches the Murdaugh investigation. Whether those records could even be used in court is a question for the judge to decide. The motion never names Owen or Kelly. What it demands is updated personnel files, internal affairs records, and any pending or sustained misconduct findings for every officer who participated in the investigation, arrest, or prosecution of Alec Murdaugh. They're looking to poke holes. Fitz News, which has covered both former agents, noted the filing's language is broad enough to reach whatever exists about either man if prosecutors intend to call them or if the records bear on the state's case. The state side of this deserves the same weight. The motion identifies no specific witnesses with a credibility problem and points to no specific piece of hidden evidence. It's asking prosecutors to search for material that may not exist, and the state will likely describe the exercise as a fishing expedition. Prosecutors made a version of that argument in July when the defense demanded independent DNA testing, calling the request aimed more at public consumption than providing viable evidence. Attorney General Ellen Wilson's office, whose grand jury's division prosecuted the first trial and runs the retrial, hasn't responded to that one yet. The demand sits in front of Judge McCaslin. The defense wants the updated search finished and the material disclosed within 30 days of an order. McCaslin can grant that, narrow it, or deny it, and the state gets its chance to respond first. The next hearing is set for August 14th of 2026 at the Lexington County Courthouse. The written confirmation carries its own consequences. If the judge orders it, prosecutors would have to certify they ran a diligent and current search and that no additional favorable material exists. If favorable evidence surfaced at trial anyway, the defense would hold two things: the evidence itself and the state's written statement that it wasn't there. In the Colucci case, the distance between what the state knew and what it disclosed ended the prosecution. Judge Young described the failure there as a Brady violation. 14 months later, Murdaugh's lawyers built their motion on that same rule. Every filing here traces back to one night. June 7th of 2021, Maggie Murdaugh and her son Paul were shot to death at Moselle, the family's hunting property in Colleton County. Maggie was 52, a mother described by people who knew her as devoted to her two boys. Paul was 22, the younger of the two, still in college. The lawyers will argue about files and signatures on August 14th. Whether the judge, and whatever the judge decides, the next trial for Alec Murdaugh is going to be a different one. The trial is set for April. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love for you to weigh in as we slowly inch our way to April of 2027. We're already in August. September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. 8 months out.
And that's if the date holds.
You think it will? Think we're going to hit this thing in April? Or you think it's going to be delayed? Huh. Anyway, we'll continue our conversation there in the comments section. If you've not done so already, hey, check out the podcast, the audio version of this program with even more content than you get on YouTube. The link is right there on YouTube if you're watching us. Just follow that on your phone, on your device, and it'll take you to whatever podcast player you so choose. And hit subscribe. You can take us on your walks, in the car, wherever you're going, and not miss any of our true crime coverage right here. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.